Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, which is the unofficial start of the summer season here in the United States. Hopefully, this episode will get you ready for fun summer days in the sun.
This week we are getting curious about sunscreen.
Yes, but before we do, we have to thank some amazing people.
We want to thank Ms. Bernstein's fifth grade class.
Ms. Bernstein is a fifth grade teacher at an elementary school in our home state of New Jersey. Her class listens to our podcast, and each student sent us amazing Valentines after they listened to our Valentine's Day episode.
We love the Valentines. They're all beautiful. I love them all.
We loved reading all of them, and Olivia sent the Valentine back to the class, thanking them for the sweet gesture. Okay, we all know that sunscreen is important, but do we really understand when we need it? How much we need to use, and how it works? We are going to cover all of that and more today. But first, let's get to the question of the week.
The question of the week is, does sunscreen expire?
Interesting question. Does sunscreen expire? So let's start this off by describing what sunscreen is.
Sunscreen is something you put on your skin to protect you from getting a sunburn.
It can also be called sunblock or suntan lotion. You can find it as a lotion, spray, or in other forms as well. When you apply sunscreen, it helps protect you from the powerful sun's rays.
Does it only protect you from sunburn?
No. A sunburn would be enough incentive to wear sunscreen because it is painful and uncomfortable. But sunscreen protects you from many harmful things that the sun can cause. Using sunscreen regularly can help delay or prevent wrinkles and sagging skin. But it can also help prevent much more serious diseases, like certain types of cancers.
Sunscreen is really important. How does it work, though?
It works by either absorbing or reflecting the sun's rays.
The sun has ultraviolet rays that can hurt us if we don't protect ourselves.
The ultraviolet rays are divided into two categories. They are UVA and UVB. The letters UV just stand for ultraviolet. So it's ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B. People are very concerned about UVB rays because those are the ones that are most likely to cause sunburn or skin cancer. In fact, many sunscreens don't even protect against UVA rays. But guess what? UVA rays are harmful too. UVA rays don't cause sunburn, but they do cause skin darkening and aging and can also increase cancer risk.
How can we make sure sunscreen protects us from UVA and UVB?
There are two words you can look for on a sunscreen tube or bottle that indicates that it protects against both UVA and UVB rays. Those words are broad spectrum. If your sunscreen says broad spectrum, you can be assured that you are being protected from both UVA and UVB. When selecting a sunscreen, this should be the most important thing you look for on the tube. Most people get worked up about the SPF on a sunscreen, but making sure your sunscreen is a broad spectrum sunscreen is far more important.
What in the world is SPF?
SPF stands for Sun Protection Factor. It's a number that you will find on all sunscreens that tells you how well it protects you from the sun. Are you ready to do some math?
Of course, let's do some math.
Okay, let's say you are playing in the sun and not wearing any sunscreen. Let's assume that the sun is so powerful that your skin would burn from being in the sun after just 10 minutes.
You would definitely need sunscreen on a day like that.
That's true. So let's take another scenario where you apply sunscreen that has an SPF number of 50. The number 50 means that it would take 50 times longer for the sun to burn your skin with the sunscreen on. So if it took your skin 10 minutes to burn without sunscreen, and you applied an SPF 50 sunscreen on that day, it would take 500 minutes for the sun to burn your skin with the sunscreen on.
That's a huge difference. Does that mean that one application of SPF 50 will protect me for 500 minutes?
No, and this is really important, so listen up. The SPF number is really important, but also very misleading. In the scenario we described, the sunscreen with an SPF 50 should protect you for 500 minutes, but that assumes two very important things.
The first is that you reapply the sunscreen.
That's very important. Sunscreen needs to be reapplied every 2 hours if you are out in the sun. It doesn't matter how high the SPF number is. The sunscreen will not work as well beyond the 2 hour mark without reapplication.
You also need to make sure you put on enough sunscreen.
This is also very important. So how much sunscreen do you need to apply? To achieve the SPF number on the bottle of sunscreen, you need to apply 2 milligrams for every square centimeter of skin.
What does that mean?
I know, that's pretty confusing. For the average adult of 150 pounds...
You're above average, Daddy.
Thanks, baby. That's very sweet of you. So for the average adult weighing about 150 pounds, or 68 kilograms for our international friends, you would need to apply about a golf ball size amount of sunscreen every 2 hours. If you are bigger than 150 pounds, you need to apply even more. If you are using a spray sunscreen, you need to spray it evenly until the entire exposed body has a nice sheen to it.
When is the best time to apply sunscreen?
The best time is actually 30 minutes before exposure to the sun.
That's because it takes about 30 minutes to make sure the sunscreen works right.
Are there any other tips we can give people regarding sunscreen?
Yes, they need to know sunscreen is important, even on a cold and cloudy day.
That's true. People often think that sunscreen is only necessary for a long day on the beach or in the pool during the summer. People are exposed to the sun's rays every day, even the cold and cloudy ones during the winter. So sunscreen is very helpful all year round.
Okay, let's get to the question of the week. Does sunscreen expire?
It sure does. Sunscreens are designed to last 3 years, and the FDA requires expiration dates on the bottles, or it could be assumed that it expires 3 years after purchase.
You should never use expired sunscreen, because it won't do a good job protecting you from the sun.
You can forget about the SPF number on the bottle after it expires, because it won't protect you for that long. Chances are, if you are applying sunscreen as frequently as you should, and in the right quantities, you probably won't have to worry about your sunscreen expiring.
I hope all our listeners have a safe and fun summer.
That's right. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. If you have anything fun planned outdoors this weekend, like swimming or a barbecue, don't forget your sunscreen.
And thank you so much to all the brave people serving in the armed forces.
On this Memorial Day weekend, we want to remember those that gave their lives to ensure our freedom and liberty. Join us next week for episode 35, a listener suggestion episode on Legos from a local fan of ours. In episode 40, we are going to take our first overseas listener suggestion from a fan that lives far, far away that suggested we get curious about megalodons. If you don't know what a megalodon is, buckle up, because it's going to be a great episode. Beyond episode 40, we are taking listener suggestions for other episodes, so if you have something you'd like us to get curious about, please send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. That does it for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, episode 34 on sunscreens.
Great job, Olivia. If you love the podcast, there are so many ways to let us know. Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast with friends, leave us a review on iTunes, send us an email, follow and like us on social media, or become a patron on our Patreon page. We really enjoy getting to know our fans and appreciate all of the feedback we've been getting from you. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.